Congressman, I guess like anything else, everybody in agriculture's been sitting back, watching what's happening with the Farm Bill. I know there's been talks about trying to get things underway this month, but work continues and trying to get this thing pushed through, aren't you?
Yeah, and I got to give a shout out to the committee. They've done a stellar job, the Ag Committee. The people on the committee itself, plus Chairman Conaway, has done a remarkable job of having multiple hearings and listening sessions around the country, garnering feedback from a lot of different entities that'll play into the Farm Bill.
You've had a chance to kind of talk with some folks. What are some of the bases behind it, and what's going to be some of the big holdups still?
Well, you've got the nutritional side and you've got the farm program side, and the biggest thing is to get this Farm Bill across so that we don't have the disruption of the certainty that the programs bring, that are, you know, the safety net programs for our producers that are afforded within a Farm Bill. And so we want that continuity going forward, not a short-term fix. I think Sonny Perdue put it very succinctly. He goes, we look forward to this Farm Bill being evolutionary, not revolutionary. Let's build off of the last one. As you well know, Randall, the last one was slated at costing almost $900 billion. It's come in almost $100 billion under that, and the new Farm Bill is slated to be under $800 billion. So it's a conservative in that regards, but yet it shores up those things that create a safety net for a farmer so that they can go out and farm.
You mentioned Secretary Perdue. How instrumental has he been in helping get work done and promoted and pushed on this new Farm Bill?
You know what? I've been there for 6 years, and Secretary Perdue has been one of the most active secretaries I've ever seen from any of the agencies. The other ones are doing well, but he has been engaged in this. He's had receptions over at the USDA, invited members of Congress, members of the Ag team. We've personally had over 2 private meetings with him, and he's had meetings with the Republican conference, and he's there to find out what are their concerns. And I'm a member of the Freedom Caucus, and he wants to come and meet with the Freedom Caucus so that we can get this bill across. I've given my commitment to help do everything we can to make sure this bill goes across in its first push. He's been very engaged in that.
What kind of a timeline could you tell producers you think we can maybe be looking at?
Randall, what we're talking about is introducing this in April. There's kind of pushback from the Democrats because of the nutritional programs, saying they didn't have any input. But every time there's been a tweak to the nutritional programs, Chairman Conaway has shared that information with Colin Peterson and the Democrat delegation. So you'll see it introduced in April is what we're on schedule for. And for those people out there that are uncertain whether they want to support this, I would challenge every congressman that agriculture is either their number one or their number two industry within their state. And the reason we need a Farm Bill that creates that certainty is because here in America, we have an abundance of food that's the highest quality, and it's the lowest price food in the industrialized world. And if we don't have the certainty of the Farm Bill, you're going to lose that. And this is good for the American people as well as the American farmer.